then it takes them even an hour. That's and different. As long as I'm on my bed.
If I even make a mistake of turning, like trying to change positions, that's it. Just forget.
It becomes something else. Mm. Happy birthday to Rachel. Well, not the usual
not
Rachel,
Rachel
that sends messages, Rachel Inonge, but Rachel, who is David's woman from Kapiri. Happy birthday to you.
It says David's woman.
Yeah, he says, oh, it says I love this woman. Yeah, but it says my woman. Allow me to wish my woman, Rachel, a happy blessed birthday. Yeah, so that's David's woman.
Angel is encouraging me to adopt a habit
of sleeping.
Yes.
No, you.
And I don't think that's healthy though.
No, you try.
Because then this will become my escape. Like every time I can't sleep, I need to do what Angel is telling me to do.
Mm. So remember, it's a real day, World Sleep Day, 2026, on the 13th of March. March, the theme is sleep well, live better. So please, I know it's a Friday. Take some time. Go back home early, gentlemen, and sleep. Get some extra sleep for today on World Sleep Day. Let's get into the main news at 8.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Government assures Eagle's Millimill will soon return to the market. Moose says Zambia's mining success must benefit workers in the sector. In global news, US reveals 6,000 targets hit in Iran. To present the news, I'm Lusavilo Gondwe. Defense Permanent Secretary Mambo Hamaundu has assured the public that the Eagle's Millimill brand will soon return to the market. This follows growing public concern over the recent scarcity of the ZNS Millimill brand, which was selling at 230 kwacha for a 25-kilogram bag of breakfast meal. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Hamaundu explains that the Zambia National Service had temporarily withdrawn the product after a market assessment showed other brands were available and reasonably priced. He has emphasized that ZNS aims to complement private millers, filling gaps in the market to ensure citizens have access to affordable food. He notes that the public outcry over the product's absence shows that Zambians appreciate government efforts of providing affordable millimill through ZNS. Meanwhile, Mr. Hamaundu says the ministry is also satisfied with the recent introduction of the Zambia Air Force millimill brand, which serves a similar purpose of enhancing access to affordable millimill.
For us, I think this is confirmation that the people are appreciative of what ZNS was doing. And we are also happy as a ministry that the Zambia Air Force has also come onto the market, because we are serving a similar purpose. We are not in competition with the private sector. Government's role generally is facilitative. So normally we come in instances where we see that, we may have a bit of a deficit. It is filling the gap to ensure that people have got sufficient food at an affordable price. When you see us withdrawing from the market, it doesn't mean that we've got problems or challenges. It actually means that we have made an assessment and we've seen that other brands are readily available in the market and the prices are reasonable.
The Mine Workers Union of Zambia, MUZ, says Zambia's growing reputation as a leading mining investment destination must translate into real benefits for workers in the sector. The union president, Joseph Chewe, says the country's strong ranking in the latest Fraser Institute annual survey of mining companies 2025 is encouraging, but warns that the recognition should not remain on paper. Mr. Chewe has told Phoenix News that Zambia being ranked the third most attractive mining investment destination in Africa must result in improved working conditions, fair wages and better welfare for mining employees who form the backbone of the industry. He explains that while increased investor confidence is good for the economy, miners must expect to see the benefits reflected in their livelihoods and job security. Mr. Chewe has since urged mining companies and government to ensure that the growth of the mining sector directly improves the lives of workers and surrounding communities.
In terms of the taxes, this is another yet opportunity which has presented by the conducive environment, and that's why the government has worked very hard to bring this environment to attract more investment. So even government must not close eyes to get benefits from this rare opportunity when we have a rush or and including the more investors coming to do it. The exploration up to the refining of our copper and then the export. So throughout the value chain, we must take advantage.
Mining expert Edward Simukonda has commended government's cautious approach to allocating mining space to small-scale miners at Kikonge Mine in Mufumbo, Northwestern Province. This follows Youth, Sport and Arts Minister Elvis Nkandu's recent announcement that the Ministry of Mines will soon allocate mining tenements to small-scale miners in the area after government halted illegal mining activities at Kikonge Mine, where gold was discovered in June 2025 to formalize operations. Mr. Simukonda notes that hasty and blind issuance of licenses can backfire, and government's delay is aimed at ensuring logistics are in place and the right people are selected. He has told Phoenix News that mining is not a cheap business, hence it's crucial to equip miners with the capacity to run the business.
Mining is not a cheap business. It's a very, very expensive business. So people handling licenses should be aware that they should have financial muscle to actually be able to do the prospecting properly, drilling, mining, buying equipment, paying off employees, and so on and so forth. So it's not an easy thing at all. And yes, it will bring some kind of development if at all the people that are going to receive the licenses, you know, who have the capacity to actually do the business. And I think the delay from government has been a good move, because I think they've been trying to figure out who to give the licenses to, so that, you know, they do not give any Jim and Jack, so this thing is done properly.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Small and Medium Enterprises Development, Suveta Motelo, is confident that all modalities around reducing council rates and the number of licenses to a single one for small and medium enterprises, SMEs, will be concluded by June this year. Ms. Motelo has revealed that the recent emphasis on reducing council rates and the number of licenses by local government and rural development minister Gifts Yalovalo emanates from continued engagements among line ministries over the need to make council rates viable for SMEs. Speaking to Phoenix News, Ms. Motelo says the issue has been expedited and she looks forward to action from line ministries, noting that once finalized, informal SMEs will be encouraged to formalize their businesses as they will no longer fear exorbitant rates. She's further noted that the formalization increases the possibility of more job creation, which in turn increases local economic activities and expands the tax base. Ms. Motelo says the ministry remains committed to supporting innovation and entrepreneurship, as well as aligning government empowerment programs.
Now it has come to the council. We also hope that very soon the council will react to that. And we know that Ministry of Finance is also helping us to do that, because remember, these payments are coming from different institutions under Ministry of Finance. So once finance guides and they finalize then we should be able to see the results before June, if not mistaken. This issue has been expedited, and that's why you're seeing these results coming from different angles, comments coming from